Hey, you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard Malibu by Kim Petras, which is just like a super fun song. The music video came out like sometime last week, I want to say. I've watched it so many times. It's really, really fun too. It's just kind of like a bunch of clips of like C to A-list celebrities just like on photo booth and stuff, just dancing to the song. And yeah, it's just like very sweet, which I really, really enjoyed. But today on Teachable Moments, as always, we're talking about what is cool. What's cool? I don't know. And today we're talking about cool as, or like, is a fantasy. I feel like I talk about this a lot, or like always end up kind of talking about this. I'm like pretty convinced that fantasy is just like a really like essential element of like behavior, I guess. Like, I feel like everyone's just trying to be like the best version of themselves as possible. And like that includes, I would say, like being like maybe as cool as possible. I don't think that like coolness, if you're cool, you're like a better person, but like everyone wants to be like everyone wants to be the coolest that they can be. I think that's like fair to say. And I think that fantasy is like a really, really like essential part of that. Like if your idea of being cool is like maybe like a traditional idea of like what's cool, like that would be maybe like maybe going out to like exclusive events and stuff. Like, I don't know, like cool stuff. Like if your idea of cool is like playing Monopoly and like you want to get like really good at Monopoly and stuff, like that's like an equally viable idea of what cool is, and like valuable or like valid, I guess, idea of like what cool is. And like part of, I would say, like how that, like why you think it's cool is like you have like a, or like there's a fantasy that like someone in the world who also like loves Monopoly or like values these things that you do exist, and like you can be like them. Like I feel like a lot of coolness, or just like a lot of behavior in general, is like reflection or like manifestation of, yeah, like what I'm talking about, like a fantasy of like potential, I guess. But yeah, I think that like fantasy is like, it gets like a bad rap because it's like seen as like impossibilities or something. But so I just like looked up what fantasy is, and there's this this one definition that's like pretty much exactly what I'm talking about, which is a fanciful mental image, typically one on which the person dwells at length or repeatedly, and which reflects their conscious or unconscious wishes. And like that's immediately followed by like another like sub definition that's an idea with no basis in reality, which I don't think is like very generous or kind to the like pervasiveness of fantasy, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Because like, yeah, like fantasy is also like the word that we use to describe like Harry Potter or like Lord of the Rings or whatever, like just like totally improbable and impossible stories. But it's something that like any daydream or like any like desire is a fantasy, and like sometimes it can get like out of hand, like if it's like you have like a fantasy that like once I get this job, or like once I like acquire this goal or whatever, then like everything will be fine, and then like without like working on yourself or whatever, you're like qualifying your happiness, which isn't, I don't think, healthy. but that's like a super, I think, common way to think. And like that's just like an element, or like that's, I think, just like another like manifestation of the idea of fantasy, or like the practice of fantasy. I don't know if that makes any sense, and I don't know if that's out of place or not, but we'll see. Whatever. It's my show. I'm Dork, and I do what I want to. So, gonna move on, talking a bit about, like, expectations of reality and, like, fantasy, especially with relationships. Like, the practice, or, like, interrogating, like, what actually makes someone happy, and, like, whether or not getting that will, like, be fulfilling or feel good or whatever. I don't know. We'll see. But so this is Too Sweet by Love Goon off of Lonely God. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Walking along.
this floor.
Wouldn't do it if I was sober. But at the bar one night, we both discussed the things we hated, and myself came to mind. Don't ask me what I'm thinking. I can say too many bad things in response. Your father looks like a fat turd stinking. Oh no, here I go, there I go, I'm getting going.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments. You just heard My Boy by Be Afraid off of their brand new album Remember Fun. And then before that was Double by Lucky off of We'll Find the Time, and opened that set with Too Sweet by Love Goon off of Lonely God. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your host, Dork. And today we're talking about Cool is a Fantasy. And like kind of the power of fantasy, or the role of fantasy, I guess. I just want to talk about dreams for a second. like there's that theory or whatever that dreams are like your brain kind of processing like events of the day before. Obviously it's like an interesting way to think about dreams. 'Cause then it's like, it's almost like you're like fantasies playing out in your brain in like a really safe way. And like dreams are you like the word dream is used like pretty similarly to the word fantasy, I would argue, a lot of the time. The like intangible nature of dreams and like how little control you have over them, but also like the like them being so grounded in your reality and like lived experience and stuff. It's, they're just like a really like fascinating ground and a fascinating fantasy. So this is Some Big Motor Dream by Dumb off of Club Nights. It's been a while since we heard Dumb, I would say, on this show. I hope you enjoy. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It's an age-old view. to prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. What is social distancing? Social distancing includes, but is not limited to, discussing the possibility of working from home, avoiding visits to long-term care homes, retirement homes, supportive housing, hospices, and other congregate care settings unless the visit is absolutely essential, avoiding non-essential trips in the community, keeping the windows down if you have to go into the community for an essential trip via taxi or rideshare, limiting or canceling group gatherings, spending time outside and in settings where people can maintain 1 to 2 meters or 3 to 6 feet of distance from each other. These guidelines are not meant to say you must stay in your home. You can still go outside and take a walk, go to the park, or walk your dog. If you need groceries, go to the store. It is simply recommended that while outside, you make sure to avoid crowds and maintain a distance from those around you.
Instagram user number 69, identified. You are about to enter Bite Size. CITR and Discorder are using the Instagram interface to host local solo artists in a concert series on Instagram Live. Local solo artists include DJs, hip-hop artists, and experimental performers like Baby Blue, Devours, Lucid, Future Star, and DJ Paisley Eva. Performances will be streamed every Thursday at 6 p.m. Watch on CITR and Discorder's Instagram at CITR and Discorder. You are now entering Bite Size. Have fun.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Arcadia by Gal Grayson off of Fantasy Gardens. And then just before that was Freddy Krueger Honeymoon Suite by Devours off of Late Bloomer. And opened that set with Some Big Motor Dream by Dumb off of Club Nights. Teachable Moments, the show where we try to figure out what is cool. Today we're talking about cool as a fantasy. So we were talking a bit about dreams earlier. Now I kind of want to talk a bit more about like frustrated fantasy. So like this like kind of, I don't know, like description or understanding or something came more from like gendered fantasy and stuff. So and like how that's a kind of a part of the fantasy of like what a woman or like what a femme is, like isn't reality, like it's based in nothing. And like it being based in nothing has been really violent and frustrating. But like the harm of fantasy and like its disconnect from reality, but like it's still creating expectations is like incredibly frustrating. Both in practice and in like experience, if that makes sense. So that's kind of what's framing these songs. This is Pillow Queen by Cub off of Box of Hair on Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Are you curious about the history of the Punjabi market here in Vancouver? Did you know Asian immigrants often have unique challenges when trying to navigate the healthcare system? Have you ever asked yourself, wait, we have an Asian Heritage Month here in Canada? Also, what the f*** does it even mean to celebrate a Pan-Asian identity? We explore all that and more on Motherlands, the May 2020 Asian Heritage Month programming at CITR 101.9 FM. We've got interviews, oral histories, and experimental art pieces on air at 3 p.m. Tuesdays, starting May 5th.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments. You just heard This Is Not by Oblomov off of Steady Drip of a Broken Spout. Just before that was Doctor You Die by Shrouded Amps off of Make Me Strange, which just came out last weekish. And then opened that set with Pillow Queen by Cub off of Box of Hair. We're almost at the end of our show. Today on Teachable Moments, we're talking about fantasy. Kind of want to talk a bit about the expectations around fantasy of in like reality and like whether or not they're viable, I guess. Just like continuing, like it's like having distance from your fantasies is like pretty healthy, I would say. And like once they're achieved, like figuring out whether or not there's something that you actually want or something that is actually helpful or like what you need is, I think, a hard like distinction to make. So this is Fake Plants by Byhouse off of Delicious Treats, which just came out a couple days ago. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
My hand is
Welcome back to Teachable Moments. You just heard Horse Knowledge by Tonk off of Songs to Glorify the Peasant and His Steed. Before that was We Built a Safe Space by The Golden Age of Wrestling off of Tombstone Piledriver, and then opened that set with Fake Plants by Byhouse off of Delicious Treats. Today on Teachable Moments, we are talking about fantasy and cool. I've had fun. I hope you have too. It was pretty fantastic. But I just want to close the show with almost a reality check of sorts. This is Anthem by Charlie XCX off of How I'm Feeling, which is her brand new album, like kind of quarantine album. And I just thought it was like an interesting or like just fun song about like the reality and like frustrations around self-isolation and like the honesty and just like clarity of it, I think is like pretty antithetical to fantasy, I would say. So this has been Teachable Moments. I'm Dork, you're you. Thanks so much for listening to 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm so bored. Wake up late, eat some cereal, try my best to be physical, lose myself in a TV show, staring out to oblivion, all my friends are invisible, 24-7 missing more, I might cry like a waterfall, I feel afraid when I feel alone, yo, have sex me and my Romeo, he says I'm irresistible, I'm gassed up like I'm physical, I ride, 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 sometimes I feel okay, some days I'm so frightened. To hold on to, I get existential and so strange.